this is Liam here from the Anxious Conservative podcast, and I'm recording a bonus episode en route to the Manawatu Gorge, being driven there by my mum, and we're going to go on the gorge walk. This time last week, I had intended to go on a proper overnight tramp with mum, but she scotched it because her view was that I don't have the physical fitness to do an overnight tramp. Do you stand by that assessment, mum?
Yeah, I think you have to do a few training tramps before you take a bigger one, yeah, definitely.
But I mean, you know, I've been tramping before, right? Like, I've done a three-night tramp and...
Yeah, but that was quite a few years ago, Liam, you know? Like, you've got to think to yourself, am I as fit like that as when I was 18, you know?
Yeah, so. but there are quite a few, like, really overweight guys who... Like running into tramping.
I'm sure you can do it, but you know, I don't want to be stuck in 3 hours into a tramp and then you can't go any further. Okay. So I want to see how far you can go.
We'll do a trial today. Okay. And this is a politics podcast, and you know, obviously, I grew up in a household that was always really interested in politics to an extent. And you come from a really political family, don't you? So what's the politics of your family's background?
Well. My mum and dad were both members of the Labour Party and pretty staunch in that respect. So, yeah, I mean, dad used to work for them, a member of the actual party, so...
Yeah, and he was a councillor, as a Labour councillor, or was that before?
Yes, he was a city councillor in Palmerston North and, under the Labour government.
And so, you know, like, I suppose coming from that kind of, I suppose you'd call it almost a tribal Labour Party background, you still feel you've got this strong connection to the party yourself, even though you're a farmer now?
I think having been a farmer's got nothing really to do with it. I am obviously, you know, that way inclined in lots of ways, but I guess having listened to other people, my children, yeah, I can see both sides, really.
Yeah. Like, Dad's he always said he wouldn't say how he votes, but he's more of a stereotypical farmer. Like, he's got that same sort of tribal instinct to vote the other way, would you say?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, and so, I mean, how often do you pay attention to the... You watch the news most nights, don't you? Or you certainly listen to the radio every day.
I definitely have an interest in it. You know, they'll go, if something is happening, I'm definitely following it. But if it's all very quiet, there's not much happening,
yeah,
I sort of lose interest a bit.
Do you, would you say that you are obsessed with politics, or you just have enough of an interest to cast an informed vote?
Just enough interest. I wouldn't be obsessed with it, no.
And what are your priorities in terms of how you... like decide how to vote? Because I know you've got that Labour background, but you're not an absolutist, are you? So, like, you know, I think it's conceivable that there are some circumstances in which you might vote for a different party.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, I think how my children will benefit.
Yep.
That's quite a big deal. So, you know, the government is promising this and this, and it's going to affect my children. Yep. I look at that. Farming, like with the environmental stuff, I feel as if I'm sort of much of a green farmer, I guess, and I don't like the big factory farm, so, you know, I can see that.
There's an interesting thing, actually, that farmers with a clear succession, or who, you know, come from intergenerational farming as we do, or hope for it to continue, are much more interested or receptive towards environmental protections than people who aren't involved in intergenerational farming. And that wouldn't surprise you at all, would it? Because
the people that aren't intergenerational, maybe they've got huge big loans, you know, and they have to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get every scrap of money as they can out of they can earn from the land. But, yeah, I guess that's true. And, they take on big debt.
Yeah, so to talk about the attitude of farmers is a bit of a mistake, really, isn't it? Because there are all sorts of farmers who have all sorts of different attitudes, and there's different shades of how that applies to politics as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about the issue of wearing ties in Parliament? Is that an important issue for you, whether they do or not?
No.
Not in top five? Issues? Not in top five political issues?
No, I think it's silly.
What about in top 10 political issues?
I mean, I can understand, you know, you have to have a certain standard, but,
yeah.
You know, everyone's standard's different,
yeah.
You know? I don't agree.
Now, what about, I just want to know what your opinion is of the Ricardo Menendez March controversy. No, you're making a surprise face. You've got no idea, obviously,
well,
what that is.
Can you explain that to me? And I probably will know.
So, have you heard that there's a Green MP who's in managed isolation?
Yeah.
So, had you heard of Ricardo Menendez March?
Yeah,
had you heard of that MP before?
I hadn't until up to what's been happening lately.
Yeah, so you know what party he's in?
The Greens.
The Greens, yeah. And does it really bother you that he went overseas and has missed the first day of Parliament or the first few days of Parliament?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that I'm that much informed about the whole story to really understand what, you know, what it was. So I haven't been really interested because it always sounds a little bit petty to me.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have it wouldn't affect how you intended to vote in any way?
No.
You don't think it's an important issue?
No.
Okay. All right, hey, well, look, thanks. I suppose we've still got a little while to drive before we get to this walk, and maybe we won't survive and this will be our last record, in which case I just want to say how much I love you, Mum, and love to my wife and children and Dad and brothers and sisters. But all things going well, this won't be the last time you hear from me, and maybe not even Mum. She's a pretty good interviewee, I think.
Thanks, Liam. I'm really going to enjoy going on this walk with you.
Famous last words.
Yeah, bye.